In the day's other headlines, gunfire erupted at a rock concert outside Moscow today. Russia's lead security service reported 40 people were killed and more than 100 wounded. Video showed the Crocus City Hall ablaze before part of the roof collapsed. News accounts said gunmen in combat fatigues fired automatic weapons and threw explosives. Russian officials called it a terror attack. Ukraine denied it had anything to do with the shootings. A tense meeting in Tel Aviv today spotlighted the strains in U.S.-Israeli relations over the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but afterward, the prime minister again insisted on invading Rafah, the last Hamas stronghold.
I told him that I greatly appreciate that we've been standing together in the war, but I also said that we have no way to defeat Hamas without going into Rafah and eliminating the rest of the battalions there. And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the USA, but if we have to, we will do it alone.
Later at the airport, Blinken said the U.S. and Israel still share the goal of defeating Hamas, but they differ sharply on the strategy.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
The Tel Aviv meeting came as the Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza reported the death toll has passed 32,000, with more than 74,000 injured. Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution supporting a ceasefire in Gaza in a vote today at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassadors from Moscow and Beijing said the resolution did not specifically demand a halt to the fighting and would let Israel act with impunity.
This would definitively close the door when it comes to discussions about the need for a ceasefire in Gaza. This would free the hands of Israel, and it would result in all of Gaza and its entire population having to face destruction, devastation, or expulsion. We are not guided by what is convenient for Washington and its satellites.
In response, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said that Russia and China opposed the resolution because it also condemned the Hamas attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people last October. More than a million people in Ukraine lost power today after a sweeping Russian attack on the electrical grid. At least 60 drones and 90 rockets rained down across the country, killing at least 5 people. Cell phone video captured missiles striking a dam in Zaporizhzhia that feeds power to a nuclear plant. Officials said the dam was not in danger of breaching. Back in this country, former President Donald Trump's social media company completed a merger that stands to greatly increase his wealth. He'll own the majority stake, and his shares could be worth more than $3 billion. But company rules bar Mr. Trump from selling any of that stock for 6 months, so he cannot use it to cover a fraud judgment of $454 million that's due on Monday. And on Wall Street, stocks gave ground after 3 straight days of record closes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 305 points to close below 39,476. The Nasdaq rose 27 points, but the S&P 500 fell 7. And still to come on the News Hour, medical history is made after a pig kidney is transplanted into a human. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's political headlines. And rock star Lenny Kravitz on his new album and international tour.
This is the PBS News Hour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.